الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. واصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As yesterday, Allah make it that it comes in my heart, in everyone's heart, the great importance of the dhikr of Allah. And we are convinced from the bottom of our heart, I can't live without the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And I have to fix my slot every day. And Allah has commanded us with dhikran kathira, a lot of dhikr. And Allah is satisfied, Allah is most kind, most merciful, even if we make a little dhikr. Allah says after asr, after fajr, if you remember me for a little while, I will see to all your needs in the rest of the time. But Allah's command for our goodness is that we make dhikran kathira, a lot of dhikr. And the more dhikr we make, like the more Quran Sharif we read, the more Durood Sharif we read, Allah takes care of all our affairs. So Allah give us tawfiq. And on the other hand, Allah has warned us from being unmindful of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. One ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. A person who turns a blind eye, he is unmindful of the dhikr of Rahman, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says that because of that, we appoint نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. A shaitan, an evil spirit, we fix for that person. نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And then that shaitan is his friend. And shaitan will lead us to all wrong things. So we must be very careful. If we're making the dhikr, we're going so much to Rahman. And if we are not making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah appoints a shaitan to take on all our affairs. And he is with us, he's our qareen. Qareen, your very close friend who is with you all the time and who tells you what to do all the time. So by the dhikr of Allah, we get saved from that. All this whisperings of shaitan in our heart, all this evil we are following because we are unmindful of the dhikr of Allah. So then shaitan is our companion. And he takes us and makes us think the wrong things, takes us to the wrong places. Let us do all the wrong things. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. That, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you compel yourself. You make sabr, that is, you compel yourself, you restrain yourself to be with those people, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, who are calling on Allah, by engaging in the ibadat of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, bil ghadati wal ashi, morning and evening. Yuriduna wajha, seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, explained this ayat to us. And Hazrat was a caliber, alim of that caliber, that great, great ulama who were with Hazrat. They said, looks like Hazrat knows Ruhul Maani, the tafsir of Allama Alusi, and Mirqat of Mulla Ali Qari. Hazrat knows it off by heart. And also the fatawa of Ibn Abidin Shami, because Hazrat should quote so the Arabic text in detail, Hazrat should quote of these great, great people. So anyway, Hazrat said that this ayat came when the poor Sahaba were engaged in the ibadat of Allah, and they were having their dhikr majalis, the ilmi majalis in the masjid. Allah said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O my beloved Nabi, you are tired, you are resting in your home now, but make sabr. forgo that, your rascals. Go and sit with those poor Sahaba of mine. Those poor Sahaba who are engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, go and sit with them. So Allah's Nabi is the highest. All the Sahaba together cannot reach the lowest rank of Nabuwat. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's position so high. But for the work they were doing, engaged in Allah's ibadat, Allah says, oh my beloved Nabi, forgo your rest also, your comfort of your home also, go and sit with them. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And never ever turn your eyes away from them. They are the poor Sahaba. They have no standing in society. They have nobody knows them. They're just ordinary people. But never ever turn your face from them ever. And this was what comes in the ayat in front, an indication to that. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And do not follow those people whom we have made unmindful of our dhikr. The actual occasion of the revelation of the ayat, and the meaning and the purport and the application of it is not only for the application. It is generally for all times. But that was when the rich non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, they said, move away these poor people from you. It is beyond our dignity that we sit with them. We want an exclusive meeting with you. Only we, the rich people, must be there. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Do not follow those people whom we have made unmindful of our remembrance. And the general meeting, we should see also that those people who are unmindful, who don't make the dhikr of Allah, they don't give importance to the dhikr of Allah. Oh, everything else is important, but the dhikr of Allah is not important. Don't follow such people. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبُهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. And it is, why they're not making the dhikr? They're following their own passions. And those actually who follow their own passions, they've got their own agendas, they've got their own things, and they are not in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, don't follow such people. So instruction is given by Allah, how serious it is if we are unmindful of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. In there we should think also, if we are mashayikh and we have got our murid, and we have got other mashayikh under us, and if we are unmindful of the dhikr of Allah, Allah is saying, don't even follow such a shaykh. All those people who are not engaged in the dhikr of Allah, who are unmindful of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبُهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. His matters are all messed up. He don't follow such a person. So they can see how important the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is. And then Allah Ta'ala gave the details of the dhikr in the Quran Sharif also. Namaz, for example, Fajr 2, Rakat, Zuhr 4, all the sunnahs, the nafals that go, that we have to go to the hadith. We won't find it in the Quran Sharif. Zakat 2.5% is in the hadith, it's not in the Quran Sharif. So, but the dhikr of Allah, Allah has spelled it out. The adab and the etiquette of dhikr. And we don't know how to be thankful to our Shaykh. All we can do is make dua. And all that we learn from Hazrat, we pass the sawabs to him. And we try what Hazrat really was very, very passionate about. To spread the word of Allah Ta'ala. To bring it to other people's notice. To teach the teachings of Allah and His Rasul. To go to the people and make them aware. Hazrat, on one occasion, Hazrat was in Mauritius. After Fajr, it was Hazrat's normal habit, he would speak about deen. He was speaking, and there was a Jamaat of South Africa also at that time, and they were sitting in by Hazrat also. And whenever Hazrat would find ears, that is people who paid attention, then he just opened up. He would just open up. And he will. And Hazrat, in fact, said that don't control me in my bayans. Don't say I must speak for so long. Don't tell me I must speak on this subject. He said, like the rain comes, you can't control the rain. You can't tell the rain, just rain for 5 minutes today. Or just come down softly or come down hard. You can't. So when Allah puts in my heart, I can't control myself. And for as long as Allah wants to, I just speak. And when the rain doesn't come, it doesn't come. And sometimes also it happens, a person really wants to speak, but then some obstacle comes, whatever, either from the listeners or from yourself. Like we see sometimes heavy clouds come, and it looks like it's going to pour, but not a single drop falls. And all those clouds just go away. So we must be very careful also. Sometimes the Ahlullah, the Mashayikh, Ulama come, but because of some of our doings, then that whole cloud just moves away. It came to us, it stayed with us, but didn't drop one drop of water also. So Hazrat said, don't control me. So, and Hazrat also explained that when there is sincerity in the speaker and sincerity in the listeners, then the subject matter comes from Allah. Then it is not the speaker who is speaking that, it comes from Allah. And Allah makes a person speak which he himself gets, I never thought of this subject before. Never ever did it come to my mind. I never read it anywhere. I never heard it. And at that moment, Allah just puts it. And then the consequence of this also is that many, many times you'll find people will come and say, I came with so many questions. And in fact, they'll even ask you for an appointment. We want to speak to you. We've got some things to discuss. After the bayan, they say, no need. Everything has been answered. Whatever questions I had in my mind, everything has been answered. So Allah grant us all sincerity. So that relationship. So there in Mauritius, Hazrat was speaking, and Hazrat, it was just pouring down. Then Mir Sahib, Hazrat's main khadim, he came after some time, he said, Hazrat, breakfast is ready. Hazrat didn't even listen to him. Hazrat carried on. After some time, he said, breakfast went cold, we heated it up again. For long, Hazrat was making bayan. Then again he came, third, fourth time. Then Hazrat became angry. I am feeding the people breakfast of deen, and you telling me breakfast of the stomach here. You interfering with my, I'm talking here, and I'm, and Hazrat was at his high and in deen all the time. And you telling me about tree and cereals and eggs. You calling me to that, what I'm delivering. So when there is sincerity, Allah Ta'ala gives all those subject matters. So Hazrat explained this ayat, that wathkurisma rabbik, that uzkur, Arabic language, repeat. Repeat the name of Allah. Wazkur isma rabbik. That repeat the name of Allah. Which is clear that the name of Allah, of your Rabb. Repeat the name of your Rabb. And the name of your Rabb is Allah. So keep on repeating Allah, Allah, Allah. Repeat it. This is, which is called in the technical terms of the Sufis, is zikr of Isme Zat, the zikr of the name of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a particular zikr that is being referred to of Isme Zat, of repeating so many times, Allah, Allah, Allah. And also, as we mature in this path also, then we take the name also with that release, and we read it also properly. Like for example, the starting point, many a new Muslim, when he becomes a Muslim, he doesn't know anything about Islam, Arabic, how to read, he says Allah. They can't pronounce it also. So where is Allah and where is Allah? And as we go on and we go in this line, Allah makes us go further and we become more matured. And then taking Allah's name. In fact, Hazrat also explained on another occasion that whenever a person faces some problem, whatever it can be, just call on Allah. And with this formula, there are many, many formulas which Hazrat has taught also. This one formula, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And then Hazrat said, some people just say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. He says, my passion, my desire, I say it with full passion. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And then Hazrat explained, there is one Farishta who stays by the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The minute a person says with this passion, Ya Rahman, which is one of the three, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. He says, Ya Rahman, one time. That Farishta comes from the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala to the lower sky, to our sky. You say it a second time, he comes on earth. You say it the third time, he's by you. And he asks you, what's your problem? And he's there to help you. So if we take Allah's name like that, and with that passion, Allah is there with us. And Allah's forces, the armies of Allah, are there with us to support us, to protect us, to see to all our needs. So the zikr of Allah is a very, very great thing. So, wazkur, wazkur, ismi, rabbi, repeat all the name of Allah Ta'ala. And this also, as a person progresses in it, he learns his dhikr, and for that the company of the shaykh is necessary over and over again. We try and stay for as early as we can come, for as long as we can come, for as much as we can, and with that attention, just to even learn how to make the zikr of Allah. How the more we will spend time, the more it will come into us. And then we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and repeatedly, just this one zikr also, if we can get that part of it, a little tip of it, it will. We will see ourselves, what enjoyment, and that in, we are in a different world. Forget other people, we ourselves will realize, and we will be shocked at ourselves also. Me, I know what I am. I'm the worst, the filthiest, the dirtiest. I know my history also. I know my reality also. But what Allah is blessing me with. And it's only from Allah. What Allah is opening to me. I can't understand it myself also. Wazkur isma rabbika. And then the zikr must be made. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. And turns fully and completely to Allah. Tabattul is from the word batul, that is a virgin. And so in the remembrance of Allah, be a virgin. Don't know other thoughts. Only the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. So that is how the zikr must be made. And for that also, when the minute we sit for namaz, we stand for namaz, things which we never remembered before, as soon as we say Allah, Allahu Akbar, we start remembering those things. Dhikr, then immediately, I have to do this work also. I have to go there also. I must make that phone call also. All the thoughts come. So remove all the thoughts. And remember now only Allah Ta'ala. وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Full concentration on Allah Ta'ala. And why must you have this full concentration? You're worried. For example, Hazrat explained, gave this example. Your time of your dhikr is after Fajr namaz. And choice of time is up to the individual. See that time, Hazrat explained. You choose your time. Don't ask the Shaykh, what time should I make my dhikr? You choose your time. But with this, that you are not tired. You are not sleepy. You are not hungry. You are not, your other worries are not on your head. I have to do this, I have to do that. That somebody is coming to pick you up round about 8 o'clock. Now round about 8 o'clock you start your zikr. Now your mind is all the time when he's going to hoot, when the phone is going to ring, I'm here now, I'm picking you up. Now your mind is not in your zikr. Such a time when you can devote your time to your zikr. So choose such a time, whether it's tahajjud time, whatever. So like a person chose after Fajr, and his wife told him that when you come from Fajr, bring bread and milk also. Now his mind is all that. And his wife is like that. If I go without the bread and milk, then she will make mincemeat out of me. So his worry is all the time. Now you're making your dhikr and you're thinking bread and milk all the time. The cafe must be open. The dairy must be open. Summer is very early. The cafes are not yet open. So you're worried. Or the delivery of the bread still didn't take place. There is no bread. When I go home without it. Now in that you mind you making your zikr. What zikr are you going to make of Allah? When you think of your bread and milk. And how many small, small things occupy our mind. Allah is the greatest. We don't think of Him. and all the small, small things. So Allah, so give your full attention. Allah is, you worried of your bread and milk. Allah is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Allah is the Rabb, the nourisher, the sustainer. Not only He gives bread and milk, everything what we can't think also. That Allah Ta'ala, He is our Razzaq, and the Razzaq of those things that we are responsible for, but we can't see to their rosy. Like animals we have got, pets we got, cats, birds, etc. Allah sees to their rosy also. Allah sees to the rosy of the entire creation. One time, Zunnun Misri, Rahmatullahi, was sitting at the River Nile, and he saw that some little, like a frog or something came, and it jumped into the water, and it went right down, it went in. And then after a while it came, and it went away again. And he used to go regularly there for his dhikr, sitting there making muraqabah. He saw this happening. Say, Ya Allah, what is this? What's this frog, or whatever that little thing was, it's bringing? Allah informed him, put it in his heart, made ilham, that there is a snake that is gone blind at the bottom of the river, right on the bank of the river. It can't look for its own rosy. So I'm sending its rosy with this frog. The frog goes and feeds the snake there, in its mouth, and then it comes away again. So Allah is feeding Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Not only the Muslims, not only the non-Muslims, not only the animals, the plants also. Allah is seeing to all day what they need, the plants also. Oxygen Allah is giving everyone. And everyone's system Allah has made. What is our waste is the actual food for the other animals. We eat watermelon, we throw away the peels. That also is a separate subject. We should learn how to dispose of our things. Not just that it goes in the dustbin. For example, in certain place, today our living ways are completely different. But certain places there are goats. Go and throw those peels where the goats are. They will eat them. The crumbs of the bread, throw them where there are a lot of ants. The ants will eat that. So all, everyone's rosy, Allah Ta'ala fixed like that. So, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, Allah is seeing to the needs of His entire creation. You worried of your bread and milk. You worried of your wife pouring down on you, if you don't remember me, and if I have to, you turn your attention away from my remembrance, and I have to become angry with you, what will be your condition? What is one wife's anger compared to the anger of Allah, if Allah has to become angry with us? So we should make our dhikr with that frame of mind. Only Allah Ta'ala. Totally devoted to Allah at that time. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. And then make the dhikr also of La ilaha illa hu. Which the terms of the Sufis it is called Nafi Ithbat. Negating and establishing. Negating everything and everyone. So much so, you negate yourself also. I'm also non-existent. Only one who is in existence is Allah's Zat. Allah is in existence by Himself. We are not in existence by ourselves. Our whole control is in somebody else's hand. Allah controls us. We are here. Allah can make us become extinct. That there is no sign of us. No, nothing of ours is anywhere. Allah has the full control. So we are not here of our own, only Allah. So we negate everything besides Allah, and only Allah. So when we are making the dhikr of La ilaha, then negate everything, remove everything from the heart. Negate yourself, your own passion, your own desires, your own wishes, your own intention, everything. Submit it totally to Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illa hu, which is La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So the dhikr has to be fully packed, completely, with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. For example, that one dhikr is that with La ilaha, Allah gave me the bulldozer of La ilaha illallah. Like we have many brand names in the bulldozers, how many companies make? My bulldozer is La ilaha illallah. That is the company of my bulldozer. And it destroys all the idols which are in my heart. And all the idol khanas, the places, the temples. And now that I make La ilaha, all the, everything negative. My pride, my things. I think I'm the only one who's right. I'm very big. All must listen to me. All that you are taking out. Everything. I got love of this dunya. I got love of the west. I got love of the east. Whatever, everything. Your bulldozer is destroying. Demolishing everything. And illallah, the house, the masjid of Allah you are building in your heart now. And Allah is there in your masjid. And you are putting that. Now if we make dhikr like this properly, how far won't our dhikr take us? But unmindfulness, we're hardly aware, we're half sleepy in our dhikr. No, don't make your dhikr when you are half sleepy. When you've got other things on your mind, free yourself. Mentally, spiritually, every way you are free. No interference. No your children coming to play at that time around. No your children, your grandchildren. No radio is on. No you listening to a cassette or bayan or something. Nothing. At that time it's just you and your Allah. Do this for a little while. Start with 10, 15 minutes and make the dhikr and then see what, how Allah Ta'ala will bring it into us. So we negate all that. Then we make the dhikr continue, La ilaha illallah. That now the dhikr, my La ilaha illallah, is a scraper that is scraping my heart. Everything besides Allah is scraping it out completely. Like for example, those of us who perhaps went through it or we know about it, a prostate operation that you do, the surgery. Then nowadays they show you on the screen. You can see everything. You see how they are scraping out. And all the things which have accumulated and are covering the passage and not allowing the urine to come out freely. How they scrape it clean. That is scraping for the urine. You scraping your heart. All the dirt that has come. And we all have to realize you can become the greatest sheikh and you can have thousands, not of murids, of khalifas also, but dust is settling on your heart also all the time. The minute you think, I don't have to clean my heart, you can build a dream home. You can dream, you can have a show house, a show house, perfect, to the finest detail in every corner, it is clean. In fact, one where there was a little argument and fight between the in-laws of the boys and girls' side, the one complaint was that the mother-in-law, she employs one worker, only her work from morning to night. How many employees they got workers? But the one is only to clean between the tiles. The grouting between. The whole day her work is only one room to another, toilet to bathroom. Only the grouting she must clean. So particular a person is. But in any case, you can have a show house, you can have a new house, but you just leave it. You don't have to, if you want it to become like a completely useless, broken down place, you don't have to break it. Just leave it alone. And you will see without you using it, see the dirt that will accumulate. After a day, after a week, a month, a year, then see the condition. You don't have to break the light switches. You'll see that this light switch is not working. The latches, you don't have to go and break them. You'll see now this latch is not working. Now that tap, the washer. That washer is gone now. It will happen itself. So if you don't maintain it, no matter to what level you took yourself, you could have gone to the highest level, but you don't maintain it. Yeah, we were making dhikr, but also very carelessly. But even if we did it perfectly and we really achieved our dhikr, but now we neglect it, that dhikr will also go down. Our namazes have to be maintained. Our namazes will go down. Our tilawat have to be maintained. One very good friend of ours, mashallah, Quran Sharif, he should read brilliantly. Tajweed, every aspect of all, the sifat, etc. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Aksab, who was a ma'yar, who was a grade for Quran Sharif. Like in Medina University, they got a computer. You go and read in there, and the computer, they grade you, how your makharij, your sifat, your adaigi of the words. And only when that passes you, you can get a certificate that you're a real qari now. So anyway, Hazrat Abrar al-Haksab was of that level. And Hazrat loved his reading. Well, after some years, many years, Hazrat visited us in South Africa, met him, told him, read again. And when he read, Hazrat said, no, now rust has come. It's not that reading which you had at that time. All the sifat and the makharij, now it's not that. So anything, even you can be the best qari, but you don't make your mashq regularly, then also it will go down. You can be the best hafiz also, but you don't read your Quran. In fact, for Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif comes, that the fastest thing that bolts and runs away from you is the Quran Sharif. More than you leaving a camel without tying it. How that camel will go away, you won't find your camel again. Like that, Quran Sharif goes away from a person. So everything, we have to look after it. So you can be the biggest sheikh yourself also, but your own heart, dust is settling on it all the time. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a great work of tabligh on its place. What was Hazrat? Innovative, new work he brought, and how he guided the ummah. What tajdeedi kaam Hazrat had done. But besides that, he was a great, great wali and sufi of Allah also. He should go to Mewat only for deen's work. No other thing, not to give a loan to somebody, to get money paid back, nothing, not for family ties also, only deen's work. And Mewat of about 150 years ago roughly, when India materially also was known as one of the backward countries of the world. And Mewat was the most backward in India. There was no question of having machachos and Kentucky there in Mewat. Not in the whole of India it was, forget in Mewat. At that time, but when he should come back from there, he should feel that rust has settled on my heart. And now I have to go for cleanliness, I have to go for service now. He should go to the khankas of Raipur, Gango, or he should sit in his own masjid, and he should make muraqabah, zikr, etc., and wash away that effect. And when we are in the world all the time, in fact, the ayat, Hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta, that ayat comes in the middle, like in the ocean of water, and one little island there in the middle, this ayat comes. Around it are all the involvement of dunya's matters, about talaq, and all the various forms of talaq. You married, you consummated your marriage, you did not consummate it, you fixed your mehr, you did not fix, all so much of detail. In the middle of all that comes these ayat. So the connection of this ayat with all, and the Quran Sharif, all ayat are interwoven. They got great, great connection with that. Allah reward the ulama who explained that when you are involved with your own family matters, with your own children, dunya's dust is also settling on you. What's the ayat of dunya? Inna min min awladikum. Inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwul lakum. And another place, few ayats, fitna. That these are fitnas for you. They are your enemy. So to be safe, come for namaz. Your connection with Allah. Allah made it 5 times. You yourself make more nafal. If you're not going to become this connection, you're going to get completely disengaged. You'll go in a different direction. So even with your halal wife, with your own children, and just talking, even nice deen things, all you are talking, but dust is settling. So we need the zikr all the time. Everyone needs it. The greatest sheikh also, if we become unmindful of our islah at any moment of time, we become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, we don't make our zikr, tilawat, etc. In about the 1930s, there is a sheikh, Fuad Simai in Cape Town. He's still there now. He's gone elderly, old now. But he says in the 1930s, his aunties, they should go to a proper Muslim school where no all the wrong things were taught. Proper only for dunya's needs, what little reading, writing, etc., arithmetic, all that only. But when they should come home, his grandfather, their father, he should make sure 1 hour they read Quran Sharif in order to remove the effect of that school. That was all dunya's education, but what was permissible, not the impermissible things. What was permissible, but to remove that effect. So we are also involved in dunya. We can't say when we sit and eat, we are involved in dunya. When we go to toilet, everywhere, and we get much more involved. We go to supermarkets, we are at airports, we are flying in the air, we are in the aeroplane, where mostly the passengers are non-Muslims. We are in that company. All this dust is settling. No matter who you are, it's not dustproof. It's the dust is settling all that. So the zikr of Allah is absolutely. So we have to scrape it. And now Allah gave you the greatest scraper of La ilaha illallah. And how that will scrape your heart, nothing else can scrape your heart like that. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said clearly, jaddidu imanakum. Refresh, renew, make vibrant, make strong your iman. How? بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Just repeat, لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ in total unmindfulness. You are sitting in a zikr majlis, you are sleeping. Everyone around you is making zikr. That zikr also, even when you are sleeping and you in that majlis, is a billion times better than not making zikr. And little bit of concentration is a billion times than that zikr without any concentration where you are sleeping. Or you are making zikr but you are unmindful. And zikr, what concentration, done properly, Allahu Akbar. How much is in that? So in any level, we must make zikr. Somebody complained to Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, rahmatullahi alayhi, I make zikr but no concentration. Hadrat said, make shukr, at least your tongue is making zikr. Your whole body, your mind, your heart is not in zikr. Make shukr, your tongue is making zikr. Whatever condition of our namazes, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maha Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, we read really, it's not nice to use the word with namaz, but we read rotten namazes. But that also is better than not reading namaz. And of course, making a namaz with how it should be done, where that namaz is your mi'raj. You go direct to Allah Ta'ala. Your body will be here, but your ruh will be by Allah Ta'ala. So dhikr also, so in that also there is much more detail. Inshallah, at some time we'll discuss all the other muraqabas when we make dhikr. La ilaha. We are taking out all the idols from the heart. We are breaking the temples also. We've got what a bulldozer. And like we have hired it for the time that we are making zikr. And we are breaking all the idols and we are breaking all the temples. Then la ilaha illallah. We are now scraping our heart completely clean. La ilaha illallah. Laysa lahu hijab dun Allah. There is nothing that can block la ilaha. If the seven earths and the seven worlds have to become a solid thing around la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah will penetrate it and go direct to the arsh of Allah. And when it goes, Hazrat taught us this muraqabah also, make this muraqabah that my la ilaha is gone right to the arsh. And all the treasures, what they are in the world, whatever we have is by Allah ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. By Allah Ta'ala is your rosy also, and everything you are going to get, you are promised, it is there. Now let your La Ilaha go there and take from the treasures. It has opened the treasure box of Allah. Now take the marifat of Allah. Take ma'iyat of Allah Ta'ala. Take the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love of Deenul Islam. Just take it now. Your La Ilaha is gone. Take it all. And from there it comes. And that is a big treasure box. Very, very big. Unlimited. And then it comes into our hearts, which are the small treasure box. And also Hazrat taught us that with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, La ilaha illallah is miftah. What is the hadith? اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. هو الله open the locks of our heart by your ذكر. Hazrat used to explain that where do you put locks? Where they are valuables. So that means they are valuables in our heart. What the Laila is taken from there? And we are born. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. It's there in our heart, Laila. And zikr will open. Allahumma ftah aqfal al-qulub. And there isn't one lock, aqfal. Plenty of locks, because there is a very big treasure box. Lot of treasures in there. And it will be opened, the key of those locks is the zikr of Allah. So you take from there, it is filled. You take from there and fill it even more. And to take it out in your life is also the zikr. How important. Without the zikr, we cannot be living. And really, we are dead. The living dead we are. Deeni wise, we are dead. One student told his ustad, so lot of Allah's shukr, we're so disobedient, but Allah, so much ni'mat we're still enjoying. He said, my dear son, it's not like that. Allah's punishment is on us. We are deprived of tahajjud. We are deprived of crying in our tahajjud. We are deprived of the enjoyment of namaz. We are deprived of nawafil. A person on whose Allah's ni'mat, he engages more in the zikr of Allah. We are deprived of the feeling of deen. We just got an outward, very, very formal relationship with deen. The close relation, we are deprived of all that. So all by the zikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give that. So by making the zikr of, it comes in the hadith, a person who reads 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, Allah will make his face to shine like the 14th full moon. So we make dua, oh Allah, by the barakat of I'm reading La ilaha illallah, make my face shine now like the 14th full moon. Make me a means of hidayat. People see me, the real pious people, with our own. When they are seen, then you remember Allah Ta'ala. Make me amongst those people. So the whole of deen comes into our lives. The zikr of Allah is a very great thing. And the real 100 times, we won't finish our muraqabah. And already our zikr time is finished. We won't have still got into the enjoyment of zikr. And the enjoyment is finished already. Like a person, the first night of his marriage, and the night hardly started, and before he knows, Fajr Azan is going already. And he wonder, where did the night go? Like that with our dhikr, our tahajjud, we will feel like that. So, لا إله وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو. There is only one Allah. Turn to him and make the zikr with that passion. And as our Shaykh showed us, from your waist, let your torso, the top part of your body move, not your head. Other mashayikh, and we must not interfere and object to zikr of other people. How their mashayikh have shown them, kisi ko chherna ne aur apna chhorna ne. Don't interfere with other people, you're not making zikr right, and don't leave your tariqah. What your Shaykh has taught us, you stick firm to that. And don't interfere with others. So ours from our torso, that we move the whole body, the head with the body, not the head alone. Many of us, we don't understand, and we make zikr and we move the head. No, the whole body must move. And like the top of the tree tops that move when on windy day, like that. And La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and concentrate on the heart. And when we make that is the zikr of Nafi Isbat, La ilaha illallah. And when make the zikr of Allah, then without any movement, with your concentration on your heart, Allah, 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 the nur of Allah is coming. It's filling the heart completely. And then I can now feel that the nur is overflowing now. So much we must make the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illa hu, fattakhidhu wakeela. Make Allah your wakeel. Allah is my lawyer. Not this dunya's lawyers who just suck you with your money. But Allah is your real wakeel. Hand over all your matters. Like it is said, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. So don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer, Allah. I've handed my matter, my case, I've handed it over to Allah. I got nothing to do with it now. Allah will take over. And Allah is na'm al-mawla wa na'm al-wakil. Allah is na'm al-kafil wa na'm al-wakil. Allah, when you have handed your matter, there is nobody who can handle your matter better than what Allah can handle it. And you have handed it home, so you have made him. Now when you will do that, then you'll get objection from your family people. You whole day zikr you making. Whole day you're just in deen. You don't go and work. You're not earning. You don't see to the house. This is broken. That is not right. You're not doing anything. Then the command, just see how beautiful Quran Sharif is. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Make sabr on what they say. Don't fight with them also. You make sabr. You carry on. You have got your direction. Just like we read in the surat wal-adiyat, the horses that fight in the path of Allah, you put them in the course, they're not worried of the other arrows that are coming. They're not worried of the sword hitting at them. They just got their direction. You make your direction. Don't worry of any other things which are coming from any side. You got your direction. And today we get very easily. We are so weak. Somebody just say, you're an extremist now. Oh no, I must become a moderate now. You are very orthodox now. I must become a liberal now. No, don't. You got your direction. You are going to Allah. Don't let any of these things here, shayateen, ins, jinn, will abound from all sides. People who are very close to you will also try and stop you. People who are far from you will try and, you just stay firm on your path. So this is the path that you have set yourself in. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Lot of comments will come. Lot of objections will come. Criticism from inside people, outside people. You don't. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun wa hajurhum. And you make hijrat from them. Either physical hijrat you make, or in your mind your hijrat. That now I've got nothing to do you. And which hijrat again? Quran is Quran. Hajran Jamila. A beautiful hijrat. And the explanation of a beautiful hijrat, Alladhi la shikwa fi. You've got no complaint about them. Not that you people are baddeen, you people are you people are kafirs, you people don't know what is deen. No. Wala intiqam, and no revenge also. Even now they got problems. Somebody met with an accident. Some divorce took place. Now you don't go and you don't follow deen. You're not making zikr. See what happened to you. No intiqam also from anyone. And no revenge from anyone also. And we don't answer. We just carry on. We've got our call and we haven't got enough time to do our work. Where we got time to sort out other matters. We just carry on with our, and the barakat of this will sort out. And they will learn to follow you. They will become your ardent followers. People today who are your main distractors and your objectors, they will become your ardent followers and supporters. You carry on with your cause. Wahjurhum hajran jameela. In a beautiful way you say. So in this way we must make it our resolution that we have to make the zikr of Allah. This needs much more explanation, and more than explanation, practical application. And more than that, regularity and pabandi and continuity. And more than that, it must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. A acceptance in the cause of the court of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has blessed us with this. We got some idea of zikrullah. We are sitting in zikr majalis. That's not enough. That is not even really the start. We have got a long, long way to go, and that way is still more to overtake us. And a person who will do this, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before you die. This person will make, his jannat will be in this dunya already. His enjoyments he will get here already. His hurul een he will get in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala has given us that route, brought us here. Let us now follow through correctly and get all this. May Allah give us tawfiq. Let us understand, and out of His mercy and kindness, more than what we speak and listen, more than we explain and understand, Allah put it in our heart. And more than the amal, Allah Ta'ala accepted by Him. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.